what can you tell me as far as the breakdown, the comparison of American Rescue Plan money coming into the states versus coming into Missouri? What can you tell me?
It's really an outlier because, to my knowledge, it is the only state that has not yet distributed American Rescue Plan funding to school districts. And in Missouri, that amounts to about almost $2 billion that have not been driven down to the local level for teachers, for summer programming, for HVAC and ventilation upgrades, and for a host of things that really are critical for students as they are educated within the pandemic.
Sasha, what is the deadline for this funding to get distributed?
So if the state does not appropriate funding down to the district by March 24th, 2022, then any and all money will be redistributed to other states through the Department of Education and the U.S. Department of Treasury.
Okay, so there is a possibility that this money is not going to go to Missouri, but yet, I mean, ultimately, Missouri would pay for it because it would go somewhere else, and we just wouldn't get the money to the schools then.
Exactly. I think, you know, Missouri is just as deserving of this American Rescue Plan funding and this pandemic relief money for students. Certainly students in Missouri have had a tough time in the pandemic, and districts are hoping to do a lot to support them with these dollars. So it would be tragic if they lost out on this funding and it was sent to other states.
Do you have any idea, have you tracked when the last state pulled down these funds? I'm just curious, like, how behind are we in getting these distributed?
I don't know the exact answer to that. I mean, there have been a couple of states that have held up, a portion of it because they're going through some other changes to their state funding formulas and other things that impact the distribution. But Missouri has been authorized since at least October to send this money to districts. So they've been waiting for quite a while to do that. And in fact, the U.S. Department of Education sent a letter to Missouri. Yes, it was in October. And it said that it is the Department of Education's understanding the Missouri General Assembly has not yet granted the Missouri Department of Education the authority to award American Rescue Plan funds to school districts. And it says the delay in awarding this money to districts in Missouri raises significant concerns because of the unnecessary uncertainty it is creating for districts across the state and because it is hindering their ability to confidently plan for how to use these funds to address the needs of students. So that was kind of a warning shot that the Department of Education sent the state and said, hurry up, get this money out the door, please.
And just to be clear about the delay, is it really at the state level as far as the legislature has to step in and say, okay, you can distribute these funds? Is that kind of where the holdup is, Sasha?
Yeah, the blame is squarely with the Missouri General Assembly in not granting the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education the authority to award this funding to school districts.
Sasha Podelsky, the Director of Advocacy with the School Superintendents Association, talking about the breakdown of the American Rescue Plan Act funding that is distributed to the states. Missouri is the only state in the nation that has not distributed it to schools. How long do schools have to use the money, Sasha, once they get it?
So they have until September of 2024 to spend the funding. And that may seem like quite a bit of time, but again, districts around the country are experiencing, like many other sectors, a lot of delays because of labor shortages and supply chain issues that prevent them from quickly purchasing, say, technology or HVAC units or a host of other things that they would like to use this money for. And so for districts in Missouri, they are really behind the curve in terms of spending this funding right now and getting those contracts underway, which could jeopardize the ability to use this money wisely.
You'd mentioned for HVAC, what other things can they use the funding for?
Anything that helps children with their learning recovery efforts. So that could include mental health supports, That can include hiring tutors. That can include updated curriculum and programming for schools. Summer learning is a huge thing that a lot of districts are investing in right now. And they can spend it virtually on anything that they believe will benefit students and their efforts to recover academically from the pandemic.
Just curious, you may or may not know this, but what are other states throughout the nation using a lot of the funding on? Have you noticed some particular efforts that seem to be drawing the most attention? You had talked about summer learning being one of them, but is there anything else that you want to mention?
Certainly hiring teachers and other staff that are necessary to address learning issues, and that includes mental health counselors and support personnel, is a huge expenditure across the country, regardless of the size of the district or where it's located. Similarly, you know, again, upgrades to school buildings are a major factor, because this is an airborne pandemic, and this is an opportunity to make some critical upgrades to structures that on average in this country are over 60 years old. So this is another way for them to both make sure that their buildings are sound and healthy for students, but also to ensure that the community has access to them for a long time, because we know districts, school buildings are not just for students and educators. They're utilized by the entire community for a variety of things. So that's one thing that I think we see a trend around. Another piece is around, again, curriculum and professional development for teachers, making sure that teachers have access to the best learning methodologies possible, that they're exposed to, the best ways to teach reading, the best ways to address students' emotional needs. And so districts are definitely investing in that process as well, because that is something that, will pay off in the long term once these two teachers are trained.
Sasha Podelsky, the Director of Advocacy for the AASA, the School Superintendents Association, is joining Show Me today to talk about Missouri being the only state in the nation that has not distributed about $2 billion in federal American Rescue Plan funding to schools. Is there anything else that you think is important to mention about this funding?
While it is one-time funding, we believe that they have the opportunity to invest this money really wisely in ways that will have long-term systemic impacts on schools and students and communities. And so it's an exciting opportunity and an important opportunity before Missouri district leaders to take advantage of this funding stream to really make some transformational changes to schools themselves and to the learning that students are exposed to. And we're very hopeful that they have the time they need to do this.
So could the continued delay have lasting effects on Missouri's K-12 system, on the people of Missouri, and so on and so forth?
Absolutely. It could have. This is a critical moment at this point of the pandemic to stem learning loss and to move things beyond where they were before, to really accelerate learning and outcomes for students. And that doesn't mean just, students who are already doing okay, but students with disabilities, students who come from disadvantaged homes, students who are vulnerable because they may be homeless or in foster care. And so we really want to take advantage of the opportunity to spend this money wisely, to target it to the most students who have been most impacted by the pandemic, and to chart a new course for them. And so it would be a tragedy if Missouri did not have the funding and ability to do this for their students and for their communities.
Are you noticing a difference that the funding is making in other states to hire additional teachers and other school staff?
Definitely. It's impacting a variety of things. It's impacting even transportation, the ability to hire bus drivers, which I know is a constant shortage in Missouri. So it is something that is enabling them to dedicate resources to things that will allow their schools to stay open and open later and open year round and provide more services to students and their families as well. So this is while it, of course the emphasis is on what's happening in the classroom to that child, there's so much more that schools care about than just that classroom piece in the moment during the normal school day. And it enables districts to really emphasize new extracurricular opportunities that may keep kids engaged in learning, as well as, again, those summer programming that makes sure that they don't lose any learning over the summer and actually continue to gain academically during the summer. So those are the various ways that that we've seen districts start to spend this money. And it, while there isn't, data yet to determine how that the success of that, I mean, we're certainly going to have it in the future.
What else am I missing here? I'm going to give the floor to you.
I think that, what you need to hear from is just from school districts themselves and the paralysis that they're in because they want to move forward with certain contracts. They want to start planning on how they're going to spend money, particularly if they're going to be doing construction upgrades and updates, which many districts in Missouri have indicated they would like to do with this funding, particularly around HVAC, since this is an airborne pandemic, and it makes sense to really take time to improve the air quality with this one-time funding. And so I think it's critical to hear from them about the impacts these delays are having in their ability to do what's right for taxpayers in Missouri as well as for students in Missouri.
That's Sasha Podelsky, Director of Advocacy for the School Superintendents Association. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.